With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A high-profile free speech case going before a federal appeals court this morning. Arguments over whether to reinstate a gag order on Donald Trump in his 2020 presidential election interference case.
Prosecutors with special counsel Jack Smith's team will urge a three-judge panel of the Washington-based appeals court to put back in place an order barring the former president from making inflammatory statements about lawyers in the case and potential witnesses. The prosecutors say those restrictions are necessary to maintain confidence in the court system and prevent witness intimidation. Defense lawyers, meanwhile, have called the gag order an unconstitutional muzzling of Trump's free speech rights. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Pressing their offensive against Hamas in northern Gaza, Israeli forces now battling terrorists holed up in a hospital there. Also at SRNnews.com, if you're among the 55 million people expected to travel for Thanksgiving, you may want to keep an eye on the weather forecast.
National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullinax says a storm system could slow down your Thanksgiving holiday plans if you're leaving late Monday through Wednesday.
Severe weather possible in the south, heavy rain in parts of the east, and even some measurable snow and conditions in parts of the interior northeast.
And he says Tuesday may be the worst day for flyers.
When the storm system's got rain from the Great Lakes, severe weather possible, even in parts of the southeast. And then eventually by Tuesday afternoon in the mid-Atlantic and northeast by evening, those will be times when the most unsettled and windy conditions.
I'm Julie Walker.
Tributes pouring in for Rosalynn Carter. The former First Lady died over the weekend at home in Plains, Georgia. She was 96 years old. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 29 points. This is SRN News. Another megachurch quits the UMC.
This time it's Christ Methodist Church in Mobile, Alabama. Its 5,000 members have voted to leave the denomination over its embrace of homosexual ordination and gay marriage. The United Methodist Church has been losing congregations at an accelerating rate ever since it decided to abandon biblical teaching on sexuality, and the flood shows no sign of abating. A formal split is scheduled to be effected by UMC officials next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Russian Justice Ministry has filed a lawsuit with the nation's Supreme Court to outlaw the LGBT International Public Movement because it's extremist. The ministry argues that authorities have identified extremism in gay organizations inside the country and accuses them of inciting social and religious discord. This move represents the latest step in a decade-long effort by the Russian government to lower the profile of LGBT groups in the country. This is SRN News. A former high school student seriously injured in a mass shooting continues her recovery.
Kylie Osage was a senior at Michigan's Oxford High School near Detroit when a fellow student opened fire in 2021, killing four students and wounding six, along with a staff member.
The injuries I received that day was a broken right clavicle, two broken ribs, and a spinal cord injury.
And then 14 months later, as a freshman at Michigan State, she found herself huddling in a campus bathroom as another mass shooter killed three students and wounded five. She's preparing a victim impact statement to read when former fellow high school student Ethan Crumbly appears in court for a sentencing hearing next month. I'm Donna Water.
Interstate 10, the elevated Los Angeles freeway, closed by an arson fire 9 days ago, is reopened ahead of schedule and in advance of this morning's commute. More details, SRNnews.com.